Okay, let's get into Brachos Daf Nun Vav. And today we talk about, as we mentioned yesterday, yesterday's discussion was paskening based on dreams, based on visions. Is one allowed to pasken? And we generally said no, with a couple of exceptions. But we said that dreams are Devei Chalamos L'malav L'moridin. But that's in terms of halacha. But in terms of messages, so the Gemara goes through a lot of many different messages of what different symbols mean. If I dreamed of this, if I dreamed of that. And we had the story of Bar Hedya on today's daf, which discusses the one who interpreted different dreams and always interpreted it Latova if he got paid, and Lara if he did not get paid. And he met his demise on today's daf. But right in the middle of Nun Vav Amabez, the Gemara tells us of certain three types of peace, three shalams. Amar of Rabbi Chanan, Nun Vav Amabez, right in the middle of the daf, right after it talks about if somebody dreams about a be'er, that's already means shalom, even starting from there. Amar Bichanina, Haroa Be'er Bachalom Roa Shalom. If somebody sees a well symbolizes peace, and therefore that's a good omen. Shneamar Vayachbrav De Yitzchak Ba'Nachal says the servants of Yitzchak dug wells, and eventually they came to Rehovos, eventually they had shalom. That's why a be'er is a good sign. Rabbi Nosson Omer Matzah Torah. A be'er means Torah because of the Gzeirah Shavah, and Rava says it means Chayim Mamish. But then Rabbi Chanan says, Omer Rabbi Chanan, Shalosh Shlomos Hein. There are three pieces, P-E-A-C-E. There are three types of shalom that one could have. Nahar, Tzipor, V'Kedera. A river, a bird, and a kettle, and a kedera and a pot. Nar dechsev, and the Gemara quotes psukim for each one. A river, how does a river symbolize peace? Dechsev, ki hineni note le kanahar shalom. Tzipor, also based on psukim. Ki tzipor mafos, kenyagin Hashem tzvakos. Hashem will protect us and give us peace, like the, like a bird that flies. And a kedera, as we have the pasuk mentioned here, in, Mishlei. Hashem, tishpos shalom, lanu v'chulu. And then Rabbi Chidya says, if it doesn't have basar, that's what we're going to talk about today. Three types of shalom, three types of peace. Shalosh Shlomos Hein. There is this, a book by Rabbi Aaron Feldman called The River, the Kettle, and the Bird, based on this line in the Gemara, where he talks about, as many Mepharshim discuss, what do these symbolize? These three types of peace, the river, the kettle, and the bird, as he calls it. So in his formulation, it's three different levels of peace that we have to strive for. And sometimes some relationships that we have only require the lowest level or the middle level. And obviously his book, The Sefer, is all about marriage, Shalom Bayis, which we'll talk about. And that is the goal of what we're supposed to get to the highest level. So on the lowest level, he says, is the river. What's the river? The river symbolizes you have a river that connects two cities. And that's all that there is. There's a connection between the two of them. There's no conflict between them. There's no going one up against the other. In its lowest form, peace means the absence of conflict, or peace in a purely negative sense, a lack of war. Companies, the Cold War. The Cold War doesn't really mean peaceful. It just means that they're not going to fight. But that's not the that's not war. So that's the lowest level of peace. This state exists when two people or groups of people maintain contact with each other to the extent that this serves each of their interests. They're connected and we're able to function together. There is a relationship between them, but it's a separate and discrete unit. There's one city over here, one city over there, and the river connects us. The symbol of this type of peace is a river, a classic vehicle of commerce between two cities. It's a state of communication which exists between two separate entities, connected only by the mutual benefit. Okay, that's the river. Again, different Mepharshim give different messages, and they order them differently, because it's not 100% clear in the Gemara, which is the lowest, which is the highest, but the way that he's going to put it is Nahar, Kedera, and Tzipor, even though the Gemara says Nahar, Tzipor, Kedera. But the second level, he says, is when, no, it's not two separate entities that just get along without fighting, but it's two separate entities that are more connected. They band together to build something jointly. This exists when two people or groups of people join together to reach a common goal, which neither alone would be able to achieve. So, for example, individuals band together to build skyscrapers, corporations form monopolies to increase competitiveness, nations join in mutual defense pacts. Right, so this isn't just two separate entities that they make sure not to fight with each other, but they're really connected. They're two separate entities that join in order to achieve a goal. This is not mere coexistence. It's a type of peace which is dynamic, an achievement of an objective which could not have been achieved if not for the peace. And that's the kettle. That's the kettle. Why? A kettle takes water and takes fire, which separately would destroy each other, but they join together in order to cook the water. In order to cook the water. Water alone would ruin the food through soaking. Fire alone would burn it. But through the mediatory effect of the kettle, an environment proper for cooking is created. The kettle takes the fire and takes the water and it retains the heat and it makes it into an edible product. So that's more than just two separate cities not fighting, but you're gaining a goal, right? The water is now cooked, and in that way, that's the second level of peace. The third and final level is the bird. What's the bird? It's not just two entities that are connected and not fighting. It's not just two entities that are together to create a common goal. It's two entities that become one entity. And that's the highest level. And that's symbolized by the bird, he says. Why? Because a bird has two disparate talents. The ability to survive on earth as well as to fly into the heavens. Right? It's both. It's a terrestrial being and it's a heavenly being. These talents are not separate skills which exist side by side. Rather, they're details of a single organism which operates in these two realms. Right? The way the bird walks on earth is affected by the way it's designed to fly. Conversely, the way it flies in the heavens is affected by the way it's intended to walk on earth. It's simultaneously an earthbound and an airborne being. A bird, therefore, represents an embodiment of a peace where two natures and two entities have merged into one unit. It says that's the highest level. When you become guf echad, when you come to one unit. Interesting that there's a quote that the Maharal, we mentioned this in the past, in Netzach Yisrael, talks about Bnei Yisrael are dafka compared to birds. Dafka compared to birds. And why is that? And he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, where I think it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who makes the comment, when the Jews are on top of the world, they're the highest. So when we're at the bottom of the world, we're the lowest. Why? Because like you have a bird. A bird can fly to the heavens, the only animal that could do that. But let's say a bird's wing is cut off and he can't fly. The bird's not going to last so long walking around. What do you mean? So it doesn't have a wing, but now it could be like just a terrestrial. No, but both parts of it are affected by each other. And therefore we have the power to be so high, but that affects us also even in the terrestrial. But again, that's interesting, dimyon to the birds, Bnei Yisrael. But that's the three types of Shalom, and obviously he continues and says that's what marriage is about. Marriage is about that the lowest level of a marriage is you make sure you don't fight with each other. Okay, that's good, but that's the lowest level. You're not really connected at all. They live their own separate lives, and they don't fight. Most marriages are at least on the second level, being that they are together, they need to have a joint goal of raising the children, of making sure there's food in the house, of making sure the clothes are clean, whatever it is, making the house is a house, and that's the second level of the kettle. Make sure the food is cooked. The second level exists in a marriage in which goals are set, which each partner would be unable to achieve separately, and they achieve the goals. The very nature of married life leads to this type of peace, right? Neither of the couple could be both breadwinners and household managers. Neither could be both father and mother. Running a house and rearing a family, mutual dependency. And that's good, but that's not the ultimate, right? The quotes, the idea when there are less responsibilities, the empty nest problem, which sometimes middle-aged couples have when there's many less responsibilities, so then couples could drift apart because they don't have those goals anymore to perform with each other. Obviously, the highest level and the strongest level that we all strive for is the one of the bird, where there is a unit created between the two. This is the peace which stems from a deep sense of identity, which each marriage partner feels for the other. The relationship became so vital and meaningful that neither of them conceive of himself as a separate entity. It's the one. And there is much in Chazal that also point in this direction of the ultimate goal of a marriage is to become one. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksubis, on Daf Ches, in the sugyas of Sheva Brachas. Remember, the Gemara tells us there that Rav Yehuda asks a contradiction. One pasuk says, "Vayivra Elokim es Adam bitzalmo." Hashem created man in His image, singular. And the other pasuk says, "Zachar nekeva bira'am," in their image. So was man one or was man two? So what is the, and that's the Gemara Stira HaKesad, B'tchila Alo Machshav HaLibro Shnayim, L'Basof Never Echad. So, Rav Yehuda answers the Stira. Hashem originally thought to create humankind as two. That's the Pasuk Bira'am. And instead Hashem decided to create us as one. One being, Adam was created. But then asked the Mefarshim, but then what did Hashem do? Then he split us into two. And then what did he do? Then he brought us back together into one. So what's the message? Hashem originally wanted, Kaviyachol, wanted to create two beings. He created one being. He then split them into two beings. They brought it back together to create one being. What's going on? So says the Maharsha. The message is that marriage is about taking two different people with two different strengths and backgrounds and talents and skills and bringing them together. But says the Maharsha, implicitly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would originally just create man and woman as two beings, then they would never get together. They would never be able to join. Because after all, they're different. They'll always be different. Different backgrounds, different strengths, different everything, different ritzonos. So how could a man and a woman ever come together to be able to join as one? So explains the Maharsha, that was the message of Ksubis. Hashem created us as one originally. Right, that's every couple is Adam and Chava. Created us as one, and then split us into two. But then, when we get married and we find our partner, so that's a reunification. That's not a unification, but it's becoming one again. And that was the message of creating man as one, then splitting him into two, and then bringing them together as one. That's the Maharsha over there in Ksubis on Daf Ches. B'tchila al machshava l'vrosh beis kishar nivraim, like all animals. Animals were created as two. Right, not one. Ukshirash Adam Kulok Tata Veina Olam Yahol is Kayem, Vitzar Shalom, Vishemavaya Bene Baro Echad, Al Shmosh Lagarish Barakha. Create us as one, and then we would come back together. Right, and that's also alluded to in what that Maharsha just said. It's not like the animals. The animals don't have such a concept of a relationship. Right? It's alluded to by the Rashi and the Ramban in Breishas also. Remember the Pasuk tells us in Perak Beis Pasuk Chav Dalet here in Breishis, Al Kein Yazov Ishes Aviv Esimo, a man leaves his parents, V'davak Be'ishto, V'hayulo Basar Echad, and he becomes one Basar, one flesh. What does that mean, Basar Echad? Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says Basar Echad means the child. Where do parents become one unit? In the child. HaVlad HaNotzar Al Yidei Shneim. The Vlad, that's Notzar through both of them, and that's where Basar Echad is. The Ramban takes issue with Rashi, because he feels that this pasuk should be telling you something unique about humans. Animals also have offspring that are jointly from the mother and the father animal. So that's be something unique human. So says the Ramban. Va'anachon be'enai, ki ha-behema v'achaya ein lahem dveikus b'nekevo sehem. A-behema and a-chaya do not have dveikus, don't have relationships with their females, with their mate. A male mates with a female, and that's it. He doesn't mention it, but I'll add. And even if the animal are one of those few types that are monogamous, they have one mate for life, penguins and others, they still don't have a relationship. They still, mated, and that's it. And then Yelchulahem. And that's why the Pasuk says the Ramban, since the keva, the keva of a man came from a man, his bones, his flesh and blood. V'davakba, v'haisa, b'cheiko, kibsaro, v'yachpotzla, liosa, tabidimo, and they have a desire to be together. So that's basar echad. That's basar echad. Liosa, zacharim, dveikus, b'neshoseyem, dveikim, b'neshoseyem, oz, v'nesavayim, es imam, v'rabbis, neshoseyem, kilu, hein imam, l'basar echad. That's the highest level that Rabbi Feldman here talks about in terms of the bird, becoming one unit, becoming basar echad. It's also, one could see this idea in the Rambam. The Rambam, again, we mentioned a number of these sources in other contexts, but here we're putting it together, the different types of peace. The Rambam in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says there, you should find a good friend. Right, find friends. Asei lecha rav, akrei lecha chaver. And the Rambam discusses three types of chaverim. Three types of chaverim. They kind of parallel the three shalom that we just spoke about, but the Rambam says three types of chaverim. The chaverim shlosha sugim, says the Rambam. Number one, chever litoeles. Chever litoeles, what does that mean? Business partner. We get together in order to make some money. It's not exactly parallel, because this might be already level two, and this is the bottom one. But okay, chever litoeles. Kigon chaver shnei ashutfin uka chaver es hamelach utzfa'o. A king and his army. they each have a job to do, right? The king pays the army. The army fights the wars. The king wins, the army wins. And they each, they have a connection. They work things out, mutual. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. That's chever l'to'elis. We get something out of it. The second level, says the Rambam, is chever hana'a. A chever of pleasure. What does that mean? Well, we would call this a good friend. A good friend, you enjoy their company, and you share private things with them. I don't have to be totally on guard when I'm near this friend. That's a good friend. That's the second level. But then the third level of friendship, says the Rambam, chever lidvar na'ala. The chever, the companionship for the highest level. What does that mean? Says the Rambam, where you join together in order to achieve a goal that one wouldn't be able to achieve without both of them coming together as one. The chever l'dvar nala, v'ushatia kimias shnehem u'matarasam le'inyan echad. The yearning of each of them is to achieve the goal v'huasiyas hatov, and that's the ultimate good. V'yirtza kol echad me'em le'he'azer b'chaveiro k'dei l'hasig oso hatov l'shneem yachad. V'zeo chaver shetziva b'kniyaso, and that's the chaver that k'nei l'cha chaver, what you should get as a chaver to this to help you achieve that goal. What is that goal? So the Rambam says this is a Rebbe and a Talmud. That's his highest level. When a Rebbe and a Talmud become connected in order to understand the Dvar Hashem together, that's the ultimate level of Chaver. Again, it's not exactly parallel to the three that we mentioned before. This might be the second level, but either way, it's the highest level, which again also might be a husband and a wife. In order to have the goal of creating a Bayis Neman, they also have to come and join together. But those are the three levels of Chaver, which a little bit parallel the Rambam. So again, this is about a marriage or a Rebbe Talmud, but we could expand this a little more in terms of these shalom's, and that is even in a nation, right? We know the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, even in a halachic context, the Gemara says, based on the pasuk v'kashlu ish ba'achiv, a person will falter based on their brother, ish ba'avon achiv. I might be held accountable for the sin of my brother. Milamed shekulan Arevim Zebazet. We're all Arevim. Again, Arvus is a big topic, which we'll talk about another time, but just to relate it to today's issue. What is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet related to? Right, I'm going to get held accountable for my friend's faults. If I made Kiddush, but my friend didn't make Kiddush yet, then there's still a lack. I'm still lacking. I'm still lacking in a certain way. Or at least I have a responsibility to help him. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Parshas Nitzavim has a couple of chakiras about arvus, and he has the one that I just mentioned, right? Do we say by arvus ki'ilu adayin hu mechuya velo yatsa? Even though I made kiddush already, but if you didn't make kiddush, I'm still obligated. Is that what arvus means? So deep, demashma chaveru mechuyav havali ki'ilu hu atzmo mechuyav, the arvus kol yisrael arevim zelazeh? Or no, I'm not mechuyav, but I have the ability to say it for you. It's not a bracha levatala. Right? Do we say that amount? Okay, that's one chakira in arvus, or you might say another chakira. Is arvus within each and every mitzvah, or is it separate, what we call klali prati, a question that we ask by lifnei iver, a question that's asked by chatzi shir, a question that we ask by various other halachic constructs as well, but also arvus. Is it part of each and every mitzvah, or is it a din klali? Whatever it is, it's a principle that brings all Jews together. And the language of the Ritva, where the principle of arvus is discussed in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chavtes, the Ritva uses the Lashon there. Kal brachos, birchas ha-mitzvos, aval bishi yotza motzi, by birchas ha-mitzvah, even though I already was yotzi, I could do it for you. Afal pi, Shamitzvos mutalos al kol echad. Even though mitzvos are binding, and birchas mitzvos are binding on each person, says the Ritva, kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh, v'kulam kiguf echad. They're all like one guf. They're all like one body. So not only do we have it in a marriage, that's the three types of shalom, not only do we have it in a nation in terms of the friends, the Rambam, but we also have it here. The Ritva, again, the Ritva is not talking in a hashkafic context here. It's a halachic context. And he still says guf echad, uka'arev ha'poreya chov chaveiro, and like an arev who has to pay the obligation of his friend, right? I have to pay. The Baal Shem Tov has a lashon quoted by some. The Baal Shem Tov says, Kulam me'uravin u'me'urin zebazeh. Me'urav means mixed in. Kishoresh echad l'kulam. Because we all come from the same roots. So if you think of a tree with a branch, every Jew is a branch on the tree. And the source of the tree is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the source is Chelek Elokam Imal. So that's why we're all one unit. When we feel a moment of inspiration, says the Baal Shem Tov, Osa his orus kayemes b'kolecha v'echad m'bnei Yisrael. Really, that inspiration is potentially within each and every Jew. And if we feel it, we could try to bring it out of our fellow. Elashi po'ela says a kolecha v'echad l'fi erko. It's in each person, but each person is a different type of kli. Hatzadik misora lavodas Hashem b'cheshe gadol b'lusha v'rabo. V'sheinu tzadik misora ma'at rasha gomer lo misora b'chlal. So that's the says the Baal Shem Tov, different levels within Arvos. But again, Arvos, the fact that we're Guf Echad, is the basis for various halachos. That's why there's a concept of Lifnei Iver, not causing other Jews to do a sin. That's why there's a mitzvah of Tochacha, giving rebuke to others. There's a mitzvah of concept of Messiah de Aver Aver. There's a concept of Lafrushim Eisura. Many different concepts in halacha based on the idea of we are Guf Echad. One final shalom to talk about, and that is within our own lives. So there's a beautiful lashon in the Otzar HaTfilas, in the old-fashioned commentary, all the different mefarshim in the Otzar HaTfilas. So if you look on the bracha of Sim Shalom, in the Dover Shalom, on Sim Shalom, so he says there, why do we say Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael amecha? Sim Shalom, Aleinu. Says, why don't we say, if we're davening alone, Alai v'al kol Yisrael amecha? We're saying I'll call Yisrael, so we're including everybody. We're including everybody, but shouldn't we say alive, I'll call Yisrael Amecha? So he says, Alva Be'emes, there are so many different elements in our life that go against each other. Abal Be'emes, Haras Shalom Yal Hischabrus Fahishtabus in Yonim Hamenagdim Zelazeh. It's all within us, but within us there's a plural. Nimsa, Shayachan Mevakesh Shalom. Kavanaso shelo yelo shum inin esdagdos mizulaso vechein meis Hashem en Hashemayim Hashem. I should have shalom with Hashem vechein mitzad ha'armaracha v'ateva. All the constellations and all the physical external factors that affect my life vechol habrios and people with me vechol mikrei hazman and all things that happen vegam bechibur yisodi agufa keila, all the parts of my body should get along with each other. Im kein lo yibatzer inyan hashalom mibli ayoso beribui l'chal apachos v'shei yerim sagdim zelazet. There's a lot of things within my own life that I'm asking for shalom, for everything to get along with each other, so to speak. And that's why we say aleinu. Aleinu doesn't mean even including other people. That's the next phrase. V'akol Yisrael amecha. Aleinu means all the different parts of my life should be b'shalom. So again, this is the Gemara, Nun Vav, three types of peace, Shalosh Lamos, Nar, V'tzibar, V'kedera. And we spoke a little bit about the different types of shalom and the symbolism of each one. Okay, we'll stop here.